Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
By the way, Susan said she crashed a class reunion one time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Posed as a foreign exchange student.
Oh, that's funny.
Was this around here?
I mean, I don't know.
Recently?
Huh. I don't know that it's recently. I don't know that Susan is of age now to do that. I feel like you'd have to be pretty close. Unless, well, you know, maybe it was the 10-year. Yeah, you know what? It could be the 20-year. Who knows? Maybe the further away it is, the better it is.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Less likely to remember.
Yeah, recognize. Yeah. That's very possible.
Steve, if you went to your class reunion now, high school class reunion, would you pretty much remember everybody?
Yeah, I would say I knew a good portion of...
How big was your grad class?
A little bit over 500.
Yeah, it's big.
But I knew a good portion of people just because I was involved in, not weird things, but...
Do tell.
A variety of things.
Oh, I understand.
So...
I was involved in a lot of weird things. Yeah, if that would have been on your resume, I'm not sure we would have gotten the whole thing done.
Yeah, well, here I am.
Right. Too late now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I understand.
So, but, and also, I feel like there's like a group of people who don't attend class reunions.
You're correct.
But I mean, like a specific kind of person.
Correct.
Group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I'm not saying that right, am I?
Yeah, the people who don't want to go, who are antisocial. Well, yeah, those are the ones that don't go.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I don't need to see those people again. Yeah. I'm not going. Yes, correct.
So.
And thank you for pointing out that I've never been to one. I appreciate it.
You've never been?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
You live a long ways away. Never made it a priority.
Okay. That's fine.
That's fine.
It seems like he's judging. Feels like it.
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think, hey, do you want me to... Grab those people?
Well, I mean, yeah, if they're ready, bring them in.
I think so.
Well, yeah, grab them. Just go right on the air.
Yeah, guests who are supposed to be here right now.
Heck yeah. Kevin, did you see that the sixth most searched for musician in 2024? Sixth most. You know, it's like, well, I mean, that's still searched a lot. And it's one of those where you go, oh, dang it, because it was Ingrid Andress.
Oh, because of the bad national anthem?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Just at the All-Star game. And
that stinks.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dang it.
Yeah, that was a bad one
I hate
for
it
her.
When it's for a bad
and
reason.
And we've always really liked her, but that's...
Yes,
that's
right,
one
right,
there's
true.
Really no... I mean, she blew it.
She did. She blew it a lot.
She definitely blew it, so...
Well, what do you do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... She kind of owned it, and then you got to move forward. Look at this. Look at this guy right here. Are you kidding me right now?
Are we getting right into this?
Let's go, Dallas.
Oh, yeah, that's the way we do it.
You get no warm-up, buddy.
Like this.
You don't need a warm-up.
No, I do not.
You're Dallas Lowe. You don't need a warm-up.
This has become, I don't want to overstate
it. Do it. Say it.
The highlight of my entire year, seeing the two of you.
Okay. Oh, really?
I'm sorry you had such a bad year. Yeah.
Wow. You guys, and last time I was here, you were not here. You were sick. And
I did miss one of your
appearances.
That's right. Well, you make it sound like it wasn't meaningful that you didn't get a chance to see me.
I am really... He did undersell that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I only see him once a year, and I missed it, and I totally forgot.
That, yeah, he kind of undersold that a little bit, yeah. He grinched you a little bit for holidays.
Yeah. Two times ago, when we had you in studio, I just couldn't get over the fact of how young you look.
Oh, yes, sure, yes, yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
And
yeah.
I said all
and
that.
I'm 2 years older now. So take a good look.
You still look like a young boy.
Okay, maybe that's because, in the winter, I don't shave like a lot of people do.
Sure.
And I cannot grow a beard to save my life, so that's why I look
so
young.
It's the spot.
It's like it's big patches and stuff.
Teenage beard.
That's right. People think I'm 14.
Look, can't wait till he grows up to grow a real beard. that's never going to happen.
Hey, it looks great to me.
You look 12.
Oh, there you go. Steve, I forgot you were here.
Yeah, did he scare you? You heard his voice, and it was, where is he coming from?
That's right.
Hey, man, thanks for being a sponsor of Christmas Wish.
Oh,
and I mean, you guys
absolutely.
You've helped us with so many things along the way, so we appreciate you as always.
Yes,
Golden Rule Break is awesome. So
So I was listening to some of the Christmas Wish recordings. So you go, if you guys haven't, those that are listening, if you haven't heard some of these stories, you didn't catch it live or whatever, you,
right,
you go on to the website. The one that struck me was that this guy, Tim, that fell off the building.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's working at, you know, he does part of the maintenance at the apartment building they live in.
Dallas, when we went to his place, I was staring at the apartment building. I'm like, oh my gosh, you fell off that?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, you're lucky to be alive, to be honest. Even if you fell on grass, I don't know what he fell onto, but I mean, that's a long way.
Yeah. So he was struggling, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are struggling, and sometimes people struggle because of the stupid things that they do.
Okay. Sure.
I've struggled because of stupid things that I've done.
Of course.
You know, making bad decisions and whatever. And so sometimes that's why you're hurting, you know, you've just done something dumb, right?
Yep.
And that's what struck me in listening to this guy's story. It's like, this was not his fault.
It flipped on a dime, you know, honestly. Like, you're just going along, you're doing your job, everything's working, your family, you know, you're making ends meet, next thing you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, he had a line in that when we talked to him that just got me, too, where he was saying how it's just been hard because he hasn't been, he can't walk.
Oh, man,
he's pretty beat up from all the injuries. And he said, if my son was...
His two-year-old son.
Two-year-old son fell down 2 feet in front of me. I couldn't do anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't get to him. Yeah. And I thought, oh, God, that's a helpless feeling as a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's tough.
So, yeah, with your help, we've been able to help a ton of people.
Oh, good.
A ton of people.
That is great.
So, yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm really glad to be a part of it. And I think that the harder part is what you guys do, right? I can write a check and we can just play some part. But if it wasn't for the station and you guys putting it all together, then it wouldn't get done. So I think you guys are to be much commended. And 30 years?
That's crazy. Yeah.
So this
30
is
years.
The 30th year.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty neat.
Can't even imagine the total number of people helped over 30 years, but wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Hey, so how much time do we have?
Because
I have a story.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. All right.
Are you kidding me now? Do you know your Dallas Lowe?
Okay. I do.
I'm ready for a story.
Okay. So I was listening earlier. So at the top of the last hour, you guys were talking about something unusual that you are people unusually good at.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good little bit. And I wanted to share the thing that I'm unusually good at.
Okay.
And that is, I am unusually good at embarrassing my kids.
Okay.
So here's the story. So, Jeremiah, I apologize in advance.
Oh, no.
For the story I'm about to tell.
Oh, no.
Okay. My kid is 21 and he works in the business. So I'm like with him all the time.
Sure.
Anyway, good kid. So a few weeks ago, we were at My Fresh Basket. You know where that's at?
Oh,
it's Kelly Yards. That's right.
It's Kevin's favorite place. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So we're there and we're getting some coffee and we start talking to the barista there. And she's, how shall we say, a lovely young lady.
Yes.
Okay,
clearly. Yeah.
And so we get talking and I don't know how we got on this subject, but Jeremiah, like a year ago, and he and I read this article about like the worst place to pick up girls. And in this article, it said like grocery store, bad place.
Right.
Okay.
Bad place to pick up girls. And I think it's because they, you know, they're not... You know, that's not why they're there.
They got
there.
Their guard down.
And
yeah, they don't want to be
a mess.
Approached.
They're wearing their sweats and
right,
whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I mentioned, again, Jeremiah, I apologize for what I'm about to do. So I mentioned this to the barista there, and she says something along the lines of, oh, well, that wouldn't bother me. And I'm like, well, would you be interested in going out with my son, Jeremiah, here?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
She gets just like, and of course, he's all like, oh, my God. Why? Damn. Why are
Stop
you,
helping.
Why are you doing this to me? And so long story short, she... See, they connect on social media.
No way.
Yeah. So, first off, she shoots him down. Okay, so
sure.
I didn't want to put her on the spot. So I'm like, listen, hey, we'll come back a week or so from now. You know, you just give it some thought. You check him out on the socials, right?
You can see
what kind of kid
out.
He is, right? So I don't want to put you on the spot here. So we'll circle back around in a week. Well, my kid is so brave. He comes back. He goes in, and he's like, hey, well, are you interested? And she's like, no. So she totally shoots him down. Right. And then... She does reach out to him on Instagram and says, yes, that's like, let's do this.
Wow.
They schedule a date. She backs out at the last minute, and now she's totally ghosted him. Okay, so listeners, here's what we need to do. Today, let's see if we can get 50 people to show up at the My Fresh Basket, go to the barista, and here's what you need to do, okay? Don't say anything other than just walk by and say, you know, you really should go out with Jeremiah.
Oh,
and then just walk
my
by.
God.
Okay, so this is, we need to get 50 people. Can we get 50?
Oh, yeah.
No, your audience here is only 40... Well, what is your listenership? In the high 40s, so maybe we can't get 50.
Yes, we only have 47 people listening. Yeah. So, somebody can, a couple can go back twice.
Perfect.
That'll be great. Yeah.
So, anyway, so if you're driving by the My Fresh Basket, hop in there and just we'll see how many people we can get to.
Do you think maybe, Dallas, some of your tactics are not helping him with this date?
This could have been a movie script, though, had it worked out. I mean, that's
would be a great.
Oh, it'd be a Hallmark movie, honestly.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, you're right, Steve. It's not over yet.
Yeah, it is not over.
This could be.
I'm just doing my part.
It sounds
that's
like it.
That's what I tell Jeremiah. I'm like, listen, you need a little help.
He seems probably super happy with you.
Oh, he's completely thrilled.
Yes. I would imagine. Yes.
Anyway.
Dad, you could stop helping anytime would be neat.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So there was one other thing that we wanted to try to do while I was here. How are we handling that?
I mean, I know your wife is a singer.
She is.
And I have some clips of some songs that she has. Okay. Now, how many songs albums has your wife put out?
Six, I think.
Six albums?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The first one was...
Because when did she start when like,
she
her
wrote
career.
Her first song at age 11, and her brother and sister recorded a couple, three albums.
Wow.
And like the first one was when she was 16 or something.
That's crazy.
The first album was released. So anyway, it is my wife's 50th birthday today.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, so her name is Tanya Lowe.
Yes.
And I just
wanted to... And we need 50 people to go by.
That's exactly right. That's right.
That's right.
That's perfect.
I see what we're doing here. Yeah.
You're a genius.
Yeah, I'm here to help.
You are a professional. You are a professional. Anyway, so I just wanted to, since it fell on her birthday, I love this woman so much. We've been married 26 years.
Congratulations.
And
that's awesome.
I just wanted to take this time to honor her and tell her how much I love her. And, you know, in any marriage, ups and downs and whatever, and we're in such a good spot right now. I don't know if it's because she's getting better or I'm getting better. I don't know. But I just wanted everybody in Spokane to know how much I love my wife.
That's awesome.
And would encourage everyone to go out on her birthday today and listen to her music. You can find it on Spotify and YouTube. Her website is TanyaLowMusic.com, and it's T-A-N-Y-A.
Yes.
T-A-N-Y-A and L-O-W, no E on the end of that. So TanyaLowMusic.com, and just wanted to take a second to tell her how much I love her.
That's cool.
It's funny because one of the songs I was listening to is what you have going on right now. Do you know what song it would be?
I don't.
Happy Tears.
Oh, I love that song.
Happy Tears. I had this clip right here, and I was like,
that's what we've learned.
Get up there, girl.
And I cry.
Let's go. And that's what you got going on.
Yeah. Happy Tears. Does she sing anywhere around the area? Or is it just
we've done some gigs. We were at Zola several months ago, and we're starting to book the coming year.
What would you say? What's the latest song?
Well, so she released a pop rock album it's been a couple of years ago now.
Okay.
The big single, two big singles off that, Love, Love, Love and Love Changes.
Yeah.
It's pop rock type music. And we are preparing to do two albums. Sort of, we're going to try to do them back to back.
Sweet.
But that song, Happy Tears, wanted to just tell you that we wrote that. So I wrote the guitar part to that.
Okay.
And we wrote that in a small coffee shop in Cheney. Snow was falling.
You guys need to do a movie. I'm telling you right now, this is a movie. Your life is actually a movie.
There you go.
I mean, that's a cool story, right? Like, it just puts you in the mood and the snow.
Yes.
And the...
Yeah, there was a little fireplace. Yes. And what happens is, I, as a guitar player, she's far more talented
than
me.
Yeah, we know.
But thank you. You're welcome. He used to be my favorite, but now,
I was gonna say, well,
Kevin,
she better
you are my favorite now.
Hey,
so Steve's like, why? Where am I?
Yeah, that's right.
And Steve's like number two. So, I'm three.
Okay.
So I play some riff on the guitar incessantly, right?
And okay.
Just obnoxiously.
Yeah.
And then she will then just take it and she'll write a whole song on.
Oh,
and
my
that's
gosh.
What happened with Happy Tears is I just played this little thing and she's like, and it just came out.
Did you play the guitar on this one?
That's a good song. That's good.
Did you do that?
I did not play. Our producer who produced this track is an amazing guitar player. So. No.
Grandpa song.
Yeah.
Is that going to make me cry if I listen to that whole thing?
Yeah, it probably will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing. I can't be crying right now.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
no, you can't. Keep it together.
We'll put up a link to your wife's music.
That's cool. Thank
up
you.
Up on our Facebook page. So, yeah.
Thank you.
So it's just easier for people to find that way.
For sure.
Yeah.
For
so sure. It'll be up on the Coyote Country Facebook page here in just a little bit. Steve will put it up. Make Perfect. It easy.
Awesome.
Well, man, have a great holiday.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing
of
this.
We actually have. So yeah, we do have a and you, the, oh, an the actual. Listeners can't. But look at I brought the big check.
Oh, you got the big check.
So we're doing.
I love big checks.
We're doing $3,500.
Nice. Oh my gosh,
Christmas,
you guys.
That's
Christmas
awesome.
Wish.
So, that is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank
so,
you, buddy.
Anyway, again, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of it.
It's always
means a lot to me.
Always good to see you.
Ron, you're one of those guys that we just know anytime there's something. Like, we need some help.
Right.
Yeah.
You're the kind of guy that you just, we know we can call and you're going
to
be there.
Yeah. Very happy to help. Very happy to help.
Tell your son to hang in there.
I know. we'll see what happens. We might get a very angry young lady.
tell the whole family we said hi.
Yeah, that's right.
Dallas Lowe from Golden Rubric. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
You guys are awesome.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Due to a laundry incident, you're not wearing undies today.
Kevin James.
By a laundry incident, what I mean is I didn't do my laundry.
Right.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, thanks again to Dallas Lowe from Golden Rule Break for being here today. You have to try to match Dallas's energy. What do you suppose that's like all day long? What do you think?
Ah, man.
Because he can go, dude. That guy just go.
And it's funny that he's go when he's a brakes guy.
Hey, yo.
Oh, you're a jokes guy.
Yes, that was, yeah, that was really good, actually. Dude, I mean, A+.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish he would have been in here for that. You would have continued to be at the top of his list.
He's at the top of the list. Or A list.
I think it switched. Last time you were not, now you are.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
It's fair, yeah. Well, I mean, I said that his wife was more talented than he was. Or he said it, I just agreed with it.
I think that was it.
I just took it on and ran with it. Yeah. And so there you go.
You know, before he came in here, he said, hey, I'm not going to make fun of you. And then, he kept his word pretty much.
I was just saying, I think he let it go. He was good with that.
I don't think he heard what I was saying.
That was probably why he didn't make fun of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I work on that with you too?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now that you've brought it up, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Thanks to Golden Rule Break for being one of the sponsors. All of our sponsors, including Silver Safari and Delicious Hamburgers and Indaba Coffee and Yolks Fresh Markets. And of course, today's, delivery sponsor, Coeur d'Alene Casino Resort Hotel. They need to be thanked as well. So a very busy time of the year. We got a lot of Christmas wishes already handled. I know I saw our elves out there today, busy stocking stuffing, shall we say?
Is that what they were doing?
Yeah,
there's a lot
even
of work.
Steve,
that
did
goes
you see
on.
Steve when he first saw all the papers and all the envelopes and everything? He's like, oh my gosh, is that for real? Because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the behind the scenes of the Christmas wish is amazing.
Man.
Yeah. We were just, before Dallas had to 1-2 skidoo, as they say.
What? Is that what they say?
I don't know.
What year is it?
We were talking to the boss, and she was saying that I think over 438 people or something.
I think maybe 538.
Is that right? Okay.
I think that might be it. Yeah.
I might be wrong.
Yeah.
My listening skills.
That's how many people are working on this?
I think nomination letters.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, just a great need, even higher than I think maybe it's ever been. So, yeah. So thank you to everybody for doing that. We appreciate that. And like Dallas said, if you want to catch up on some of the deliveries that have already been made, you can see those on our website at thebig999coyotecountry.com.
The Jay and Kevin Show Jay Daniels.
Do you want to reenact how I do it, Jay? If you go someplace and you order Dr. Pepper.
Kevin James.
Oh, I forgot.
You remember what happened? What does the waiter say if they don't have Dr. Pepper?
Is Mr. Pibb okay? And you say,
I'll be like, oh, I don't know. Did something happen?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Still funny. Hey, before the clip of the day, can we clarify a few things?
Sure, if they need it.
Tomorrow, what do we want to do? Do we want to do the rice thing with the milk and sugar? Or do we want to do the Mr. Pibb and chocolate milk, which is what started that conversation? Or what is it we're looking for tomorrow? I just need to know what kind of ammo to bring
let's deal with the rice tomorrow.
Rice? Okay. So I have a rice cooker. My wife said we can cook it up. We'll get up in the morning and cook up the rice and bring that in. So we'll handle the rice. I believe we have bowls, so we'll do the rice, milk, and sugar tomorrow for like a breakfast cereal.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just making sure we're all on the same
page. Steve, you bring the sugar.
Isn't there a giant bag of sugar sitting right there? Or is that flour?
Well, there was for a long time, Jay. That's a good point.
I mean, we had that there.
I don't know what happened. If that sugar's still there.
It doesn't expire, does it?
Sugar?
Expire?
I don't think so, Steve. Do you think it does?
I mean, I think
Jay's actually looking for the bag of sugar now.
Yeah, I thought that was flour, though.
No, it's sugar.
Oh, it is sugar. And now he's swiped it, and now we have it in the studio.
Best diffused by when?
2015? What year is it?
What does that say, Kevin?
Careful. It's not going to stop me.
It says February 14th of what year?
2023 or 2028, maybe.
That's what I can't tell.
No, that's actually 2028.
Okay, that's what I couldn't tell.
Because, yeah, the bottom of a three does not close.
I either thought it was...
There's a line right through it.
You know what I thought it said? 2020.
Oh, God.
And then I'm like, it hasn't been there for 4 years. Now, literally, that thing has been sitting next to the printer for 4 years.
Yeah, you think it's got a little.
It was ours, right?
It was ours, yeah. And we're like, well, don't throw it away. It's like a, what is that, a pound? 2 pounds? What is that? Says on there somewhere.
4 pounds.
Whoa. That's a lot of rubber.
That is. A lot of sugar.
So, yeah, so we didn't throw it away. So there it is. I don't know. It'll be fine. All right, you ready for the clip?
Let's do a clip of the day.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Xavier Leggett, I think is how you say the guy's last name.
Okay.
He's an NFL player.
Oh, okay.
And he made some... He gets to be on the internet a lot because he's very Cajun sounding, although he's from South Carolina.
Okay.
But, I mean, this kid... Like, one of the first things that they ever had of him on the internet was him trying to talk about what it felt like waking up after getting drafted.
Oh, boy.
And he talks so fast that it's that Cajun where it's just like, I don't know one word that you said.
They never finish a word completely.
But he seems so happy that you were so happy for him. This one is him talking about something that he eats that's a little different.
What's your hottest food take? So, like, is there something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat, you know? Like, what's something in the food industry that you know, that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video. I eat raccoon.
Oh.
You what?
I eat raccoon.
I didn't see that.
I said, no, what do you mean raccoon? Like, the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash can.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all it.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
What the heck?
Did you catch any of that?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I kill them, skin them, cook them, eat them, and I had one last year. Wow.
No, Thanksgiving.
Or Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Oh, geez.
Yeah, no, when was the last time you had one? Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. Nothing more traditional than a Thanksgiving raccoon.
Oh, man. He made it sound pretty good,
He did. He made it sound like, how do you guys not eat that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we have stores, and I don't know that they sell raccoons in stores.
They
do they?
Don't, they I don't. Think
do we know for sure?
I don't think you can get raccoons. Okay,
probably not. Mm.
You know, when they were doing the Olympics, what was it? The Summer Olympics, maybe?
Okay.
This might not. Not this past one, but the one before.
Sure.
Wherever that was, I can't remember. They were talking about how they domesticated raccoons, and they live in whichever country they were in.
Stop.
And really? They're actually like just the pets.
Yeah, they're adorable.
I bet
they're adorable.
They really are.
I mean,
if they're
tasty.
Not, if they're not like you know clawing at you or something.
Yeah, I think that part's not great.
But that's why they're domesticated.
2022, the Summer Games.
I think it was the one before that.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Yeah,
I think it was. Was it Tokyo?
Is it how's it work again? The Summer Games and are two years off of the Winter Games, right?
Yeah, but
they all rotate.
But they also, I think
2018 was South Korea. Yeah,
that
South Korea
makes
okay.
sense.
So that was okay. Where was that?
Seoul. Yeah.
Okay. Seoul. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think it was there.
Okay. Well, I mean, there or apparently Louisiana or South Carolina? Is that where
Well, no, they want to stay away from that because yeah. that's where they get hunted.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, either way.
He likes the taste of them too much.
One of them's a pet and one of them's a meal. I see here you can make a raccoon stew. I'm not going to look at that recipe. I don't think.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You do a lot of following of police pages, do you?
Well, you know.
Kevin James.
What a crazy weekend. Man, I was all over those police pages on Facebook.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Is it weird to you that Blake and Gwen were the number one Googled celebrity couple of the year? Like, I don't feel like anything really, really happened there, but...
No, that is interesting.
Yeah, and yeah, because they've been together for a while now.
Yeah, and there wasn't anything bad, and there wasn't anything really dramatic, or just kind of, I don't know.
Maybe it's because, she was back on The Voice. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that doesn't hurt.
I honestly would have guessed Jelly Roll. Jelly and Bunny.
Yeah,
I feel like they are a couple that is fascinating to people.
Sure, and probably need to have some knowledge there, so you're more likely to Google.
Yes.
But what do we know? Clearly nothing.
Final thoughts.
All right, it is final thoughts time. Steve, you can kick us off. Yeah.
Time to Google.
Yeah, time to Google.
It burns, apparently.
Like the Dickens?
Yeah, it really does. Yesterday, I was having some pizza, and today I realized that I ate it too quickly.
Oh, boy.
Because now, like, the roof of my mouth is just...
Oh, no.
You ever have one of those?
It's fleshy.
You ate it when it was too hot.
Yeah. And this one, actually, I think one of my worst ones ever. It's really something.
Sorry about that.
Darn it,
So my question is...
Cure?
Is there a cure?
Boy.
Just time, huh?
Never heard of that. Yeah.
I think aloe vera, you rub that on there. I think that helps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ice cubes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm Googling it right now. Mm-hmm. They'll heal on their own with cold liquids. So, Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
Soft foods. Okay. Over-the-counter pain medication.
Yeah.
If the burn blisters. Oh, golly. Ooh. Consult a doctor. So, yeah, you got nothing, bud.
Oh. Well, hopefully it doesn't get to that point.
You can also suck on a popsicle. Just to soothe it.
Okay.
So there you have it. So the answer is no.
Oh, okay. I mean, you gave me a bunch.
Burn, Jay.
Get it?
Burn. Final thoughts.
Kevin.
Well, I've done something that I know is bad. I'm a bad boy.
Gosh dang it, Kevin.
I'm a bad boy, but I like it.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know if I'd like being a bad boy, but this is my first thing where I've just been like, listen, I'm 100% doing something that is probably not right.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Ooh. But this little bad boy, we have had in the fridge here for the longest time. I mean, it has been here.
What'd you steal?
For months upon months upon months.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was an item of somebody who is no longer with us.
Okay. I mean, by that, they're fine. They just don't work here.
I don't know.
All right.
I just know that they're thanks no longer that with us yeah here at the station. So I've waited. I've asked around everybody. It's these V8 juices.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love
V8. I think I brought those. I think you're fine.
No, because you looked at them and you said, those are not mine.
Yeah, because they're green, right?
Yeah, you're like, those are not mine.
Yeah, because they had green on them. I did not bring those. That's correct.
And I waited and I waited and I finally just said,
boy, that has been a minute, dude.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, I cracked open my first one.
Wait, are those the low sodium or something? The green ones? Dude, are you?
Yeah.
Could you push
I think
I'm
fine. I just drank the last one.
Could you?
Oh, man. Oh, God. They might be poisonous.
Okay, two things. No, actually three things. Number one, don't care. Number two,
you don't care that I'm dying?
Well, you stole them. So, number two, could you cover your mouth?
I coulda.
Number three, could you mute your gosh darn microphone?
I would have if I wasn't doing it for the radio. That was a radio bit. Not a real
final
call.
Thoughts.
I
hate to break it to you. That was a real cough. I mean, there's projectile saliva coming out of your mouth. I can see it.
No. Watch it.
Watch it.
You watch it.
Easy.
Watch it.
Do you ever... What's your go-to clean your nose out? Let me clarify. With a Kleenex.
What do you mean by that?
Are you a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Soft blower? Are you like a, you know, aggressive nose blower, or do you tend to just like wipe, or are you the make it into a drill bit?
Oh, I've done all of the above. Uh-huh. That's the thing. It depends on what the situation calls for.
I understand.
For.
Yeah, I get the flexibility of it.
That I read something online the other day.
Yeah, you don't do the hard blow, right? Is that what you
said? You were supposed to go low and slow blow. Long, low, slow blow.
Yes, correct.
But I don't feel like that's...
Well, it's hard, though, because it's not as effective.
As yeah.
Duh. Well, then that's where I think the drill bit comes in.
Wait, what are you calling this?
The drill bit.
Oh, drill bit. Okay, I gotcha.
Do you know what a drill bit is, Steve?
Yes. I didn't.
So, yeah, the drill bit. I think that's what happens.
I'm more of a believer in the pretty hard blow.
Yeah,
like, to try to get... I want to dislodge something.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And so that's what I usually go for. But I will say, I've been blowing my nose a lot lately, mm-hmm. and I did kind of pop my ears.
I know,
time.
That's the worry. It backs up.
It stayed that way for quite a while, and I was like, uh-oh, did I do damage?
I think maybe you did.
Yeah.
I said, I think maybe you did.
It's 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Hey, that's a show. We've got to go. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That was an accident. Worked out, though. Thanks, Steve. Tomorrow, Friday crew, looking forward to it. Should be fun. Guys, bring anything you want on your rice. I'll try to bring some milk,
okay. And yeah. We
have sugar if you want cinnamon or whatever. Bring your own. BYO cinnamon. Anything else?
What if we do, okay.
You okay?
I'll just,
that's all, folks.
I was just thinking, what do we put on the rice?
Well.
I'll think of something.
Did I not just say?
He did.
Huh. What?
I said, I'll bring the milk, and we've got the sugar. If you want to put anything else on there, like maybe cinnamon, just bring your own. And then you said, well, what should we put on there?
Yeah, well, bring your own. That's what I was referring to.
Thanks to Coeur d'Alene Casino Resort Hotel for being our delivery day sponsor for Christmas Wish today. We appreciate that. Thanks to Dallas Lowe from Golden Rule Break for stopping by. And a little check presentation.
Yeah, always nice.
$3,500 is a lot. So thanks to all those. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow with the Friday crew.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.